This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Rescue workers in Abbey Brook say there are possible signs of life in the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people and injured thousands more. After pausing to wait for heavy equipment overnight, the digging was resumed this morning. Earlier, the state news agency NNA reported that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal. The search operation has gripped the Lebanese people, who are watching it on TV. At this hour, rescue teams are said to be removing debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will not be in vain, though it is generally considered unlikely they will find anyone alive. The coronavirus has forced 12 schools in France to close, but the rest of some 60,000 opened as planned at the start of the academic year. The announcement from Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer as coronavirus cases surge across the country. Speaking to Europe Radio 1, Blanquer said despite some glitches, more than 12 million pupils returned to school in spite of what he called the difficulties and worries. He said a further 10 schools were closed on the island of Réunion, one of two Caribbean islands administered by France. The French Health Ministry said yesterday it registered more than 7,000 new COVID-19 infections over 24 hours for the second time in 2 days. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases in France at over 338,000, with the death toll approaching 31,000. Global pandemic numbers, 26.3 million infections and close to 869,000 lives lost. Here in the United States, the case count is moving up from 6.1 million with almost 187,000 fatalities. Brazil has now topped 4 million COVID infections with 124,000 deaths. India, which is seeing record numbers of new daily cases, has lost more than 68,000 lives to the infection amid almost 4 million cases. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. New Zealand Today reported its first coronavirus death in more than 3 months. Health authorities said a man in his 50s died at an Auckland hospital. He was being treated following a small outbreak in the city that began last month. New Zealand has reported more than 1,700 pandemic cases and about 24 deaths. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said New Zealand will keep its coronavirus restrictions in place until at least mid-September. A lockdown in Auckland has been eased, but crowd sizes are limited across the country, and masks are mandated on public transportation. Mexican officials are downplaying the country's rate of coronavirus infections and deaths among medical personnel, considered by some to be the highest in the world. Mexico's health department says that 1,410 doctors, nurses, and other hospital employees have died from COVID-19, while more than 104,000 medical workers have tested positive. Infections among healthcare workers represent 17% of Mexico's 617,000 cases. The country's death toll is 66,000, eighth worst in the world. The World Health Organization says it wants Africa to get an initial 230 million doses of any COVID-19 vaccine. It also says vaccine development should include work on the African continent. The global allocation plan, called COVAX, aims to help buy and fairly distribute and deliver 2 billion doses of approved vaccines by the end of 2021. 9 COVID-19 vaccine candidates cover a range of technologies and scientific approaches. Some are in late-stage clinical trials and could have data available by the end of the year. Asian stock markets today had their worst session in 2 weeks following a tech-led plunge on Wall Street. The broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan fell 1.5%. The Nikkei in Japan was off by 1%. Stocks in Europe are up slightly. Here in the U.S., investors are holding their breath after yesterday's steep decline, the biggest since June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 800 points, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down by 5%. Among the biggest losers, Apple, which watched 8% of its value disappear, and Microsoft, which fell more than 6%. Despite the bad news, many experts call this part of a market correction. The S&P 500 in August soared more than 7%. Just over an hour from now, the U.S. jobs report for August will be released, with economists expecting to see that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dipping below 10%. It will be the second to last jobs report before the November presidential election, and Donald Trump is banking on economic numbers to help him win his bid for re-election. 29 million Americans are still getting unemployment aid, and from June to July, the number of people without jobs for 15 weeks or longer tripled to more than 6 million. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.